is where we file.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee was the first candidate to file for office.
Jacqueline, how are you doing? Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
He was joined by his wife, Janet, filling out the paperwork in person. Afterward, he told reporters that while other Republicans have been leading in the polls, that's no indication of where things will be when the first caucuses are held in Iowa.
Our strategy is the same as it always was. We're going to outwork everybody. We're going to organize in the early states. We'll win the early states because that's how you ultimately win the nomination. I might take a little issue that we've been outshadowed by all the other candidates. I'm not sure that I would characterize it that way. We're quite ahead of where we were 8 years ago at this point.
It was in 2008 that Huckabee won in Iowa. Representatives of several other presidential candidates also filed, including Heidi Cruz, the wife of Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Ohio Governor John Kasich, and Senator Marco Rubio of Florida are also now official candidates in Arkansas. Republican State Senator Bart Hester is Rubio's state chairman and says he's long been confident in the candidate.
Just watching Senator Rubio over the years speak and just understand how good of a communicator he was, and then you start listening to the message that he presents, and there's just no doubt in me that he's going to resonate with the voters, and we look forward to how well he does in Arkansas.
On the Democratic side, supporters of Bernie Sanders filed his paperwork. Sarah Scanlon says his message has been resonating with people who previously haven't been involved in politics.
For the last 3 months, we've had an amazing group of volunteers really working hard. And right now we're looking at 16,000 people that have signed up to volunteer for this campaign over the course of the next 6 months and on until November, if that's where we end up.
Paperwork is also expected to be filed soon for Hillary Clinton. In the race for the U.S. Senate, former U.S. Attorney Connor Eldridge filed to run for the Democratic nomination. He hopes to unseat Republican incumbent John Bozeman, suggesting voters are tired of the current political establishment.
Anybody that has been in Washington for certainly over a decade, 14 years, is responsible for what has occurred on their watch. And it's time for a change in this state. It's time for new leadership.
Senator John Bozeman is expected to return to Arkansas later this week to file for re-election. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.